Oh, Gary, it's your brother again. We're came by. We've been here this weekend. We're fixing to head back to Lubbock. Found out they had a tape started, so I thought I'd run in here and tell you hi. We got all registered back up in school again, and taking 17 hours this time. All required courses except one, and so maybe it'll work out pretty good. We had a little trouble with Cheryl here lately. She's been pretty sick, but I'll tell you all about it. We're trying to get away here pretty quick. It's getting pretty late, and we want to get back. I'm going to drop you a letter this next week, and I'll tell you more then. Anyway, we'll be talking with you or something here pretty quick, I hope. And take it easy.
Hi, buddy. This is Cheryl. We went out to Janet and Clyde's last night, and we had shish kebabs. This was the first time that I'd had them, and they sure were good. We've got to go on home now, so we'll be talking to you later in a letter. Bye-bye.
We had a little real long part in this tape, but we've got to get going. It's getting pretty late, and we've got that washer in the back of the car that we've got to get down there and get unloaded so we can go to work in the morning. Start school at 7:30 in the morning and go from 7:30 to 5:30. So it's going to be a pretty long day, and I want to get home and get some rest. So we'll see you, Gary.
Buddy, it's now Monday morning, about 11 o'clock. I'm going to try to tape a little bit, and then when rain comes in at noon, I hope we can finish this up so that we can get it off by 5 o'clock and get it off to you this afternoon. I have been wanting to call Etheline Snelson for a long time, and I never had got around to it. So this morning, I called. And I don't know what the phone bill will be, but I hope we can pay it. And I really did enjoy it. We must have talked, 12 minutes. But I didn't call, I just called their house. And she seemed so pleased, and she was real surprised. And she said, I just have been intending to write you. And she said, I wanted Gary's address so bad, so I gave it to her, and imagine you'll be hearing from her. She said, I'm going to sit down right this morning. But she was telling me a little bit about what Billy was doing, and she was real anxious to hear about you and Kay. She said she heard from Kay through Dottie, but not very much. Said she just, that she was all right and that she was hearing from you. And she said, I did know that she was going on R&R. Going to Hawaii for his R&R, and she said that they had heard from you through Billy because he said that he didn't think there's any chance of y'all getting together over there, but there might be, but she wasn't at all sure. Then she was wanting us to come down. She said they had a big old house and they rattled around in it, and they sure would love to have us come spend the night or a weekend or a week. She was, you know Etheline, she was real congenial, real excited about it. I was real glad that it called after I did. I don't know how to start about Jim, but he was so upset last night and so aggravated and mad. I just don't know. He had spent the day helping Wes out on the farm, and I don't know. He was real upset, and it was after 8 o'clock, and they hadn't even left for Lubbock, and they were going to have to go by, and Cheryl was going to drive her grandmother's car down to Lubbock, and Ms. Bradshaw is going to start in the Drawn's Business College, and I don't know what she plans to do then, but anyway, she's going 3 days a week to school, and she'll go down on Sunday and stay till Thursday, and then come back to Friona. I don't know how long it'll take her. I don't know what her idea is. But anyway, Cheryl's going to drive her grandmother's car back. And Jimmy, I don't know. Things are just going from bad to worse. Jim talks to Clyde a little bit, but not much. I don't know how long he's going to think he can put up with it. But that's his problem. We tried to tell him. And although I feel real sorry for him, there's not much that I can say now, because he's going to have to do the changing, and I don't know how long he'll take doing it, but I do think that he's going to have to make some definite changes. But I want to encourage him to go on to school and try to keep his mind on his schoolwork. And I do think that Cheryl is talking one way to us and one way to him. Now, I don't know what we can do about that either, but evidently she's putting the pressure on him pretty heavy and about having to work and all, and she talks to us like she doesn't mind it at all. That's just what she's planned to do. And so I wrote him a letter Thursday, and I just kind of put in there, and I made it very plain that Cheryl had told us that she didn't mind working and that everything, you know, is just fine with her. And I stated that in the letter, and I said, Jim, it doesn't sound to me like Cheryl minds working, and tried to make him feel a little bit better about it and let him know that she had told us this, because I don't want him thinking that we don't. I want her to know that we know what's going on, and I thought that was one way of getting it across to her. So when I sent him his money to register with, well, I just added that little bit. I don't know if it'll help or hinder, but it does aggravate me to think that she's playing us against each other, and I don't plan for that to keep going. I think that was another thing last night. He came in here, and they hadn't come over here at all day. And she was ready to settle back and stay a while, or played like she was. And so Jim, they didn't stay but about 10 minutes, and they left. And I'd have made it very plain to Jim that suited me fine. If that's what had to go on, that was just fine. I am hurt about the way they treat us, but I don't think that it's going to do any good to stay mad about it like I used to. It just hurt, but I guess I'm getting callous or something. But anyway, it doesn't bother me like it used to, and I'm just kind of letting things take its course, and I don't want Jimmy to be in the middle. I think she's kind of holding it over his head. You know, you don't do so-and-so, I'll not treat your family right. We'll just not go over there, and so on and so forth. Well, that, to me, is not, it doesn't bother me anymore. As I say, I've made up my mind that if that's the way it's got to be, why, that's the way it'll be. But I don't plan to be in the middle. I've told Jim all along I'm not going to be used, and I don't plan to be. And I'm going to keep my association with him wide open, and with her it's going to be kind of guarded, because I kind of see that's the way it's going to have to be. Boy, I about used this tape up, and I don't want to do that because I want Rain to talk some. They did go down and see this preacher, but they didn't come to any decisions on it. I'm going to shut it off, and so we'll have a little time to talk when Rain comes in. We made Kay a tape yesterday, and I'll send it off to her this morning. This is the first one we've ever made her. I hope she doesn't mind it.
Hello, Bud. Jake sent me to finish this up so we get it off to you. Looks like there's not much left here. We still ain't got no preacher. Don't think that man's the one we want. We may have to wait for old Bill Phillips. I think we can get him if we wait till school's out. Anyhow, maybe so, maybe not. Don't know. Hope you're getting along just fine. Well, I believe it's about to run out here. Bye-bye, Bud. See you later.